Hello,
hi, is it Serena?
Yep.
Hi Serena, I'm Lewis from Elite Wiki Writers. Regarding your Wikipedia page, you were asking to speak with someone from the editors team, and I'm the coordinator for editors.
Thanks for giving me a call. I'm just pulling up the
I hope that I'm not catching you at a I'm not catching you at a bad time, right? You are available to talk.
No worries. Yeah, now it's good.
Cool. So, yes, you were saying something?
Yeah. I was chatting with Morris previously, and
mm-hmm.
we sent over, like, nearly 100 articles, and
mm-hmm.
I think only one of them worked for the notability guideline, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why that is, why we need more
mm-hmm.
articles, or
mm-hmm.
why we need to pay for more to get written.
Okay. This is the major concern that you're just having, because I believe that you also understand last time you had the page got deleted from Wikipedia, you already have a deletion history as well that I got to know from the editor's team. While I was not connected to this project initially, but since, you know, the last time when it got deleted, after that, you know, it came to my knowledge. And the reason that, you know, we respect all the resources that you have shared, the links related to the articles that we were, you know, you thought that would be, you know, something that would help your profile to support and get live. But, you know, that Wikipedia basically does not have any, you know, kind of a paid content, you know, authorization. It does not accept anything which relates to any of, you know, direct parties or, you know, a public or a website or any of such things that can be used to be published on Wikipedia. It has to be completely through a non-biased resource, all right, a known platform. So this is why, you know, we tried using the we went through each of the link that you provided, and we tried to manage the, you know, relevant articles that we can use in order to enhance more of your page, but we were unable to do so. That's the reason that it is being suggested. We have no issues to, you know, go ahead and have your page, you know, posted to go live, but again, you will face the same problem like you faced the last time. So we do not want that again to happen. We do not want your time to get more wasted, because obviously since you were investing money in it and, you know, understanding the fact that you are a business, and that's what, you know, can help you much more in it. So I would recommend I can share, I believe Morris also shared the brief regarding the articles that, you know, can help you. Did he?
Sorry, what was the deletion history with Wikipedia, or how does that work? Because I wasn't notified of it at all. I just reached out last week to kind of follow up on where the
mm-hmm.
project was at, and I didn't hear from the team, your team, actually, for 2 months.
Okay. Maybe it's just that, because on your last conversation, I will just follow up with Morris more about it. Like, and also ask him to share the deletion history log as well with you, like, and what was the reason due to which your page got deleted from Wikipedia, and all those information shared with you. And I just wanted to reconfirm that were the articles that were suggested by Morris list was shared with you or not?
So he said... Sorry, I'm just pulling up the... Yeah, so we heard from him in December, and he said he doesn't know when it will be published.
Mm-hmm.
And then I reached out last week to say if I can get an updated timeline for when the project will be completed.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the page has been submitted due to lack of notable coverage. The community is not letting us get your page live. We need at least 2 to 3 recent published articles on credible platforms. I provided a whole bunch, and I think there's one that would work.
All right. I will have, you know, Morris to share all those details with you as well, that what exactly happened in the past all this time, because since, you know, we do not have any such thing which can, you know, help you force to have your profile live. We obviously have to wait according to the Wikimedia community in order to get your profile content approved by them in order to have your page live. And that's the tenure that we start from initial 30 days. Once that passes, then your, you know, page gets permanently live on the Wikipedia. And in between those, you know, transition time of 30 days, they go through and validate all the resources specifically, and then they allow the page to go live. It's not just, you know, any other social media account, because I do understand the complexity that, you know, other, because if this would be that much easy, just like Facebook, everybody, you know, would have their pages on Wikipedia. But since that's not the case, we need to have, you know, validate resources to be published through, you know, known publishing websites or resources, which Wikipedia or worldwide that's known. And we can help you with that. We can help you suggest, you know, a list of articles, and you can select among, you know, them, like 3 to 4, which one would you like to go with. And we will initiate the, you know, article publishing. We will develop the content. We will share the brief form with you to have that filled by you so that we can, you know, create to our third-party resources. This will be done. So obviously, the author and the editor who will be writing and publishing this for you will surely be a known person to that particular platform where we will be having your articles published. Once that is done, that will be finalized and published once you finalize the content. So this will go through proper mutual understanding, and once the content gets finalized, we will be able to get your page live.
We don't need to pay your team to write an article for us. I just don't really think that makes sense, and not really sure what content will even be in the article. We only have relevant articles published when we need to have them published. Mm-hmm. So I'm not exactly sure what the topic would even be.
Well, if you want, I can have Morris to share the details with you in depth so you can go through those information along with the articles, you know, where we want that to be published, like your business to be published, so that, you know, Wikipedia can recognize that and have those content to be published over your Wikipedia so that it can generate your profile that much strong so that it can be eligible to have it, you know, on the Wikipedia. So the major, you know, articles that we normally, you know, suggest, you know, profiles like you, they are come from Reader's Digest, Goodman Project, New York Weekly, California Herald, Big Time Daily, you know, all such articles. So I can have those shared with you. And once you select...
I have the list. Reader's Digest, Goodman Project, Future Sharks, LA Tribune, New York Weekly, Flux, California Herald, Big Time Daily, NYK Daily, American Reporter, American Daily Post. I don't know why this is the list that you suggest or why the other ones don't work. It doesn't really make sense to me. We kind of just need our article published.
You know,
we need our Wikipedia page published.
Absolutely. That's what, you know, that's what I'm, you know, calling you for and making you understand that the purpose of having these articles to be published, because these are, you know, you are completely aware of these articles, and I believe that every citizen of U.S. are aware of those articles where, you know, namely, you know, big profiles or big businesses, you know, or authors usually have you know, their name on them. So that's, it's not exactly what we will be publishing, or, you know, we will be marketing you people. Obviously, this will be done through a third-party resource, so an unknown author will be writing, you know, content for you, which will be helping you to have your profile content developed much more, you know, efficiently, and that can, you know, that can help Wikipedia on the neutral ground, the unbiased ground, you know, help you identify those articles. This is the only reason. The other articles.
And why are other platforms like Thrillist or Nosh or CNN or
CNN,
Vice
the
or
CNN, the CNN one.
A lot of these.
The news one comes under the press releases, which is again itself, you know, can be done through the paid market, you know, paid content, or you know, through something, which you know, obviously helping you to market yourself. So this is why the content which was available on CNN and all those platforms that you have provided were not helping the Wikipedia community to help your page, you know, to go live with that content. This is the only reason. It's
and
not
do editors
you are having this trouble. Yes, go ahead.
I just don't understand why there's only 11 in the list that you accept.
It's not, you know, we are, you know, denying you from this. It's just the Wikipedia community, and it's their criteria of having, you know, such content to be recognized and developed in such a way that it can be, you know, published or get live onto your Wikipedia.
And I just don't understand why there's one article from USA Today that was a credible mention, but it's also promotional, just the same as the other ones that I sent over.
So how about if we can do this? Like, initially, I would suggest that you go with initially two articles, okay? I will have Morris to speak with you in regards to that. Have us publish two articles initially. You will see the content yourself. You will see the ones they have published yourself. Then you will be able to feel the difference that what's the reason that we are not able to support the one that you have already suggested or provided to us. And the one that we are, you know,
Morris said that there is one that is a credible mention that works already.
Yes, the one. There is only one that was selected and that was, you know, credible enough to have that, you know, content utilized for the Wikipedia. If the other ones would be, you know, eligible, why wouldn't be, you know, we making it a difficult task for you? Why would we do that?
Sorry, I'm just getting from my CEO and CEO, like, we need to wrap this up. We need to have our page published, and it's just taking a really long time. And this isn't really a step that
was mentioned
to us previously.
I understand, and I hope that after this conversation that we're having, we can expedite the process, and I hope that you can understand this and allow us, and you can make them understand as well that what was the reason due to which we are having the delay. While we already tried this before, I will have Morris to share the, you know, deletion log with us, as with you as well, that what was the reason due to which the last time you were not able to get published. Otherwise, if it would be, you know, so, then we would be live. There wouldn't be any problems. But since we are having this problem, that is the reason that we are letting you know where we can help you, because we understand that you have paid money, where you want your page to go live, and you have provided the details. But from our end, obviously, we also, you know, has to play our part and let you know that what could be the best suggestion for you, since we are the one who has been, you know, working not specifically for you, for multiple people, for thousands of people, we are helping them getting live on the Wikipedia.
Okay, so sorry, what are next steps then?
So, as I said, that initially I would have, you know, the list you have already from the Morris, so just select any two articles, you know, that you would like to go with initially. I will have Morris to share their prices with you accordingly, and we will get our team initiated. If you process the payment today, we will be able to get started right from today, and we will, you know, give you the brief form, where you have to fill in the required information in order to have us produce the article for you on the specific page. And once that is, you know, the draft is ready for you, I will have it shared with you. You go through the draft, you let me know if any changes needs to be done. If not, we will have that published. Once that's go live, we will, you know, you will see the change yourself.
And why do we need to choose two if we already have one?
It's not like we have a limitation that we just have like one or two. We charge like for people who does not have notability. So it's recommended to have, you know, as many as you want. But initially, I'm just having you start with the two, the one that I have, you know, the Morris I've shared with you. So initially, if you just go with the two, the one that we have already selected, it's not, you know, obviously we require a good amount of content to be published on such platforms to have you notable and credible enough so that the Wikipedia does not have your page deleted next time ever.
Okay, I don't think you really answered my question. So we only need to have one more written.
Sorry?
We only need to have one more written from you guys. Because we already have one.
You're just picking me up with the words, I would say. It's not like that. I'm not limiting you to have, you know, one or just two. It's not, you know, I'm not bounding anything. Obviously, we need to have more. Initially, I said that you can start with just having two articles published from our end. One is already there. We require at least 4 to 5. We have one already. We will be getting two more. So obviously, that will have a good impact onto your profile. That's what I'm saying. Once you will see
okay,
that.
Okay, no. From my end, I'm just being aware of the cost, and I don't think I can get any payment approved to have additional articles written.
It's not going to be, you know, in thousands of dollars again, obviously, since it will be two articles. If you select, you know, which one would you like to go with, I will have Morris to provide you with the discount and the possible, you know, pocket-friendly rates, which surely be not a burden on the company or yourself to have that paid and get started.
And how much is the cost estimated to be?
I would say, just to hold on, which one would you, you know, possibly like to go with? Like, it's either Reader's Digest or Goodman Project. I would suggest that you go with the New York Daily and Big Time, New York Daily, and you can go for Future Sharks. So
I guess it doesn't really matter.
Sorry?
It doesn't really matter.
California Herald?
Is there a difference between the platforms in terms of passing the notability check?
The prices, well, you know, for each article would be around... It will be around like 750 for each article, and each article will consist of somewhere around like 800 to 1200 word count. So usually the prices are, you know, 1000 for each article, but, you know, since I'm just having the two initiated for you, so I will give you a discount of $500, so each one is worth 750. So that will.
So we need to pay an additional $1,500.
Yes,
for the process.
For the two articles, right? And each article would consist of 800 to 1200 word count.
Yeah, I just don't think I am able to get that approved from my end. They're going to ask why there's an additional fee.
If you want, I can have everything in writing and whatever we had. You know, I can have that. Shared in detail with you through Morris so that you can have a good, because I understand that it's not obviously you, the decision maker, since you are responsible and the correspondence for, you know, in order to have this page done in life, you also need to give explanations ahead. So I do understand if you want, I can have the complete, if you're not able to, you know, provide the clear answer, or if you have any questions, you can obviously feel free to have that shared on the teamwork with Morris, and I will have Morris to share complete brief details regarding this that we had, and, you know, and the prices and everything, so that you can have a proper approval from the upper hand.
Yeah, if you could get all the detailed explanations written out, the fees, and show the history with submitting our other page and why it was deleted.
Mm-hmm.
Just more on that piece, because we don't really have any context.
Absolutely. I understand. I will have that share. Is there anything else you have, Serene, in your mind? Any questions that you have, you can feel free to ask.
No, that should be all.
All right. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I believe that you're having a really rough day today. You look tired.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.